Okay. John Wright is the chair. You're the chairman of the 100th anniversary committee here.
That's correct.
Okay. How long have you been with the Reisterstown Volunteer Fire Company?
I have been with the fire company for 54 years.
54 years. Okay. The fire station where we're at right now. I see that the center building was built in 1948. The one to the left, our left, was built in 88. And then, because I live not far from here, I know this wing was built and opened just a few years ago in 2010. Apart from the buildings, how has this fire company changed over the 54 years you've been here?
Oh my gosh. There's been a tremendous amount of change in the type of equipment that we operate with. The protective clothing that firemen wear today has changed tremendously over the years. Training is much more intense now than it was 50 years ago. It's been a lot of changes in the fire service.
And one of the things you've done for your 100th anniversary is you dedicated that memorial bell over there. Tell me a little bit about that and the significance of that.
Okay, that memorial was put there in memory of our past members. And it was funded by the contributions, memorial contributions in memory of James B. Eline, who again was a longtime member of the fire company.
From the funeral home, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And his family at that time had designated the fire company as recipients of any memorial contributions. So there was a significant amount of donations made that enabled us to put that monument together.
That's very nice. Now, I live not far from here, so I see, you know, we'll walk over to the cow, we'll see a lot of the guys and gals from the fire station, you know, getting waiting for calls and hanging out. I'll also see, you know, guys working on equipment. I've also, over the last month, I know this has been a difficult month, I saw the black bunting for Gene Kirchner. I'll ask this question, and you can answer it any way you'd like. How's everybody doing? How are the men and women here doing?
I think they're doing very well. They're back on track. It was a very difficult situation for us for a while, but now everybody's ready to go forward and continue to do what we do best, and that's fight fires on a volunteer basis.
And Gene's twin brother and sister, I know, are still members of the company, correct?
That is correct, right.
Tell me a little bit about how Reisterstown has changed over these 54 years that you've been here.
Just listen to the traffic going up and down the road. That's one of the big changes. And obviously we have, the population has grown tremendously over the years. And of course, because of that, we're certainly responding on many more emergency calls than we ever did 50 years ago. 50 years ago, if we ran 100 calls a year, that would be a lot.
And how many calls
today,
do you,
yeah. Today we're running 1,000 calls a year, just in either fire or medical responses. Our medic unit responds to incidents over 1,000 times a year.
And you're also dispatched to other parts of the county if needed. Like I understand 2 weeks ago in the Rosedale train derailment, at least some of your trucks moved to the eastern part of the county, right?
That is correct. Yep. Yeah, we will, if necessary, move to other parts of the county, depending upon what the situation is.
How big is the membership here?
Our membership, we have probably somewhere between 80 and 100 certified firefighters, rescue technicians, and EMTs. And we have probably, 60 of what I call support personnel, guys like myself who don't ride the equipment anymore but certainly take an active role in the fire company.
Okay, and then you have fundraisers. I know I've bought a lot of raffle tickets from you guys over the years.
We have fundraisers, not near as many as we used to have.
Sure.
But, raffle tickets, rose sales.
I also bought roses from you guys.
There you go. That's good. Fill the boot. Those are other ways that we can raise some money. We still get a tremendous amount of support from the county government, and we appreciate that.
And you had the open house today. You had a parade a few weeks ago. How else will the fire company mark this anniversary?
We had a banquet on Saturday night, last Saturday night, over at the Grand Lodge of Maryland. And that's when we actually invited a lot of dignitaries there to celebrate with us. And today was the culmination of our 100th anniversary events.
All right.
So we had the parade, the banquet, and today's open house.
Well, that's great. All right, John, anything else you want to add?